Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have such a dynamic interview for you this afternoon that I know you're going to want to take notes. So be sure you have a pad of paper and a pen handy, because my guest, Dr. Richard G. Petty, is a man that's going to be sharing some information with you that I'm almost positive, one, you're going to want to make notes about, but two, you're going to want to share it with your friends. Now, we're talking about his wonderful book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose. Dr. Petty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much indeed, Donna. It's an absolute privilege to be here, and thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, it is always a privilege to talk to someone from the medical community that has, one, the background that you've got, but two, the open-mindedness you have about medicine and how people can enjoy a level of wellness that so frequently in today's world they do not feel is available to them. I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You're not just a doctor, you're a biochemist, you're an endocrinologist, you're a neurologist, also a psychiatrist, and you have served as the advisor to the Prince of Wales Foundation for Integrated Health, and you have, for over 35 years, worked with people of different specialties of knowledge, expertise in the area of wellness. Your life has been a most interesting one, and your book is fascinating reading, Health, Meaning, and Purpose. How was it that you decided you were going to take a different path than so many of your colleagues did?
Donna, that's a very, very interesting question. And actually, I have to say that fate played a very large part of this. Even as a kid, I always had an ability that, in fact, everybody has, but most of us forget, the ability to sense things about people. I knew it was there. It used to scare me as a child. I got told off for telling stories. That was the first thing. The second, I had a most remarkable experience. I was very young when I went to medical school, only 17. And the summer before I was due to go to medical school, I was in my local library, and a book fell off the shelf, quite literally fell off the shelf and hit me. And the book was Esoteric Healing by Alice Bailey. And it fascinated me. I read the whole thing, and before the summer was over, I had read all of her books. So I was bitten by this bug of looking at the whole person very early on. And so even in medical school, I already started training in the use of flower essences, and then I became an acupuncturist, as well as a homeopath, as well as keeping a foot in the academic community at the same time.
Now, when you were going to medical school, where were you going to medical school? In Europe?
Oh, yes, yes. I trained at London University, and so I did all of my training over there and became a teacher and a professor and headed up a very large department. And then I got the siren call of the United States. I was invited to come to the University of Pennsylvania for what was supposed to be 3 years. To teach there, and that was 14 years ago. So I just fell in love with the United States and discovered that the work that we had been doing in Europe on this holistic model of healthcare, which is a lot more developed there, it was still in its infancy in the United States. People had very little idea of what was possible in terms of getting better, having a better quality of life. And so I thought, right, I have a new mission. And it was to start teaching some of what we'd learned in Europe in the United States.
I am looking forward to a better communication on multiple levels here in the U.S., and it's happening slowly but surely. You have a quote right in the beginning of your book, the very first page of chapter one. Albert Einstein was asked the question about how the theory of relativity came to him, and he said very simply, "I ignored an axiom." Now, an axiom is a self-evident truth that requires no evidence of any kind, and it's usually a universal accepted principle. For him to use that word, "I ignored an axiom," means that he stepped out of the box. That's American lingo, but that's how I would say it. This is what your book is all about. This is what you are trying to convey, is ignoring axioms of the past. In fact, you have what you call your dogma busters, and I just love that. Those two words, a dogma buster, I went, yes. And I like what you had to say about facts in medical schools have been repeated from one textbook to another for more than 50 years, and there's not been too much of a challenge. There's a little bit of a challenge that there has been. People often are blackballed when they do this, sometimes to the detriment of being able to even have a good practice. Yet it's those people that step outside of the box, ignore the axioms, like Einstein said, and said, what is there that's out there? I was just reading about cystic fibrosis. You have this horrible, horrible disease that is still afflicting people. And yet there is a way of working with it. We have so many things that we have options to work with. Tell us some of the other dogma busters that you have been so enthusiastically supportive of.
And I'm delighted that you picked up on that, because I think the most important thing for us now is not to just think outside the box, but to take the box and throw it away.
Oh, I like that one.
And really, really just go back to basics. And one of the things that has been so different about what I and my friends and colleagues have been doing is to say, right, let's go back. Let's actually look at the science. Let's look at what's real. Let's stop people having opinions that, you know, we are simply machines, or somebody else having some different opinion that we're simply energy or something. Let's look at the facts. And that was a big job. That is where we started to find the real meat. That's where we started to find the things that were wrong in the models. Simple example, if you speak to the vast majority of physicians, they will tell you that the brain does not regenerate. You're born with a certain number of neurons. That's your stash. When you reach the age of 5, you start losing them. You drink too many martinis, you lose twice as many. And it's just wrong. I remember being stunned years ago when I was studying acupuncture in China. I saw several people who had strokes paralyzed for more than 5 years. We got fine finger movements back into them in less than a month.
Amazing.
Quite extraordinary. And if I may, I'd like to share with you a story of something that we're dealing with right now, this very moment.
Oh, please do. And speak up a little bit louder, Doctor.
Yes, forgive me that we are having problems here. I deliberately have a good phone, and I'm sorry that the ice in Georgia is causing a problem. We're not
used
to ice down here.
Yeah, you're sounding much better right now, so this is great. Tell your story.
Well, our daughter is one of the top junior horse riders in the country. And just before Christmas, her trainer was in a freak accident. Now, this is a 27-year-old who is on her way to the Olympic Games. The freak accident, a horse collapsed on top of her and broke her back.
Aye, aye, aye.
She was life-flighted, so helicopter came and picked her up from the pasture, took her to the major trauma center in Atlanta. And at this point, I get phoned. And immediately I get into my car and drive. It's more than an hour away. She had already been told that she would probably never walk again. She was being told, well, get rid of all those horses because you're certainly never going to ride again. and wonderful preparation for somebody who's about to have emergency surgery, as you can imagine. So I went to the center, and I must be honest, I did throw my weight around a little bit, just on this single occasion. But I went to see her, and she definitely was in quite a bad way. I started treating her with some energy work, with some homeopathy, and the other component was a number of people were praying for her. And you can take it or leave it. I believe that helps.
I do too.
The fact of the matter is that she had scans and so on, which had shown a shattered spine in the sacral area, so right down the bottom. While I was in the room with her that evening, she got movement back in her leg, and all the anesthetic area went away, bar one little piece on her foot. That was in 30 minutes. By the time the surgeon went in, he could not believe his eyes, because all he had to do was move back a piece of the vertebra, put a couple of rods in. Within 3 days, she was home. And this woman, who was told she would never walk again 2 weeks ago, well, she is walking several hundred yards and is almost certainly going to be back training within 2 weeks.
Amazing.
Now, remember, experts saw her. So I was telling the story to somebody just a few minutes ago, and he said, well, what would have happened if you hadn't got in the car and you hadn't gone over there? And I said, I shudder to think what would have happened to this 27-year-old. And it's not that they were bad doctors. They're the best in town. It's just they know what normally should happen if you've got a broken back. I know what can happen if you have a broken back. And that was the difference.
Dr. Petty, you are bringing something into picture here that I think is extremely valuable. And that is when physicians can work as a team. You have a level of expertise and understanding with energy work, homeopathy, all of these other things. The other physicians have a level of expertise in a certain value. To be able to come together as a team is, to me, absolutely just priceless.
I completely agree with you. And let me tell you why we use the term integrated health and integrated medicine rather than integrative. It's not just semantics. What I am interested in is reintegrating a person. And one of the reasons that so many of us feel bad, statistics show only 3% of Americans say they feel good. The reason is because most of our bits and pieces, our organs, our emotions, our spirituality, they're not aligned and working together. What we try to do is to reintegrate all those bits of somebody, and we use these different techniques. So we do the best surgery. I would never say no to surgery if you need it. And we also do the other stuff. So we're actually dealing with every part of a person, physical, psychological, social, subtle, so the subtle systems, and spiritual. And if you ignore those, if you don't deal with all of those different pieces of the person, the outcome will never, ever be as good as it could be. And that, I think, is what's different about the approach that we first built in Europe and is widely adopted there, and what we need to be doing more of here. And I'm perfectly happy to disclose that I'm living proof of this. 4 years ago, I got my wake-up call from the universe. It was time to do something different. I self-diagnosed a tumor in my thyroid gland, and everybody was amazed at how quickly I healed from it. I got the best surgeon in town. I used homeopathy. I used Qigong. We had 3 prayer circles. 10 days after having major surgery, I was actually speaking to the Minister of Health in Moscow, the Russian Minister of Health, because I'd been asked to consult over there, within 10 days. And my constitution is no different from anybody else's. It's just using the team approach. Good surgery, work with your energy systems. I had great support, and like I say, I'm pretty sure that those 3 prayer circles helped as well.
Dr. Petty, this is so significant in my mind, Steve, because you're bringing up a number of points. One, we need to have an awareness, both as a patient and I think also when one is involved as a practicing physician on whatever level, that there are those subtle systems, as you refer to, that to get away from just looking at a person as, gee whiz, I have this 5'4" male, he's 20 pounds overweight, so just, and his teeth are crooked, and gee whiz, he has a problem with gas, so there's nothing, you know, no big deal. We have, in so many areas of the world, there has become this model that instead of looking at the whole person and taking time to talk with them, you are lucky if you get 10 minutes with a doctor. And this was a discussion I was having just before, within an hour before I started preparing for the show today. And the conversation was all about how frustrating it was, the friends that had become quite ill, that the physicians were just handing out medications, were not really listening, were not wanting to be attuned with a patient. And on one hand, we find fault with that. On the other hand, you can't fault them because of the way the medical systems are. I mean, I hear this from people in Canada. I've heard them from people in Europe. I hear them from the United States. I mean, I hear it from people globally. The whole medical environment is really going through a metamorphosis, and part of that medical environment is kicking and screaming and stomping its feet. People like you are saying, look at the benefits, don't be afraid, open your mind. I can be an example. Let me tell you this story. It's as if we're stuck between an old-fashioned modality of thinking of which doctors, which is on brooms, or all kinds of ridiculous asinine things. And then someone will turn around and say, oh, yeah, but you ought to try my Aunt Lily's tea over here. It's great for shingles. And you go, wait a minute. How can you be so extreme, and then you're recommending Aunt Lily's tea over here? Give me a break. How do we get past this? Tremendous confusion and, for all intents and purposes, stupidity and ignorance.
Well, we went through all of this in Europe, and I must say that in most of Europe, we're around about 20 years ahead of the United States in understanding this more advanced model. And you're absolutely right. We need the middle way. We need the best of both worlds. I was at a conference once in Switzerland, I think it was, and I was speaking to a large number of complementary practitioners, and I said, surely nobody in this audience, if you got acute appendicitis, would refuse to see a surgeon. And a little hand went up at the front, and before I could stop myself, I said, we'll send flowers. Because it was so silly that there was this person saying, oh, I would take flower essences. Flower essences are fabulous. They have a place. They're useful. But if you need help, get what is best. But the real thing, and what we've been trying to do, is saying, look, we already have evidence that using this more comprehensive approach works. It's cost effective. Yes, it does take more time, definitely, but again, you can make a very good case for using that little bit of extra time so that people feel that they're being heard. Because one of the things I loved about you the first time we met, and as I looked at what you were doing, we know that there are certain determinants of outcome and also how long you live. Everybody assumes it's your medical care or your nutrition. Actually, it isn't. It is whether you are socially engaged and whether you feel empowered. Those are two major determinants of how long you live. Over and above whether or not you're eating right and you're the right weight and so on. So if you don't take those things into consideration, the engagement, the being isolated, having people to care for you, to touch you, something we forget about a lot, and to be empowered, if you forget those things, I can guarantee you that you will simply not get better. There's no way on this good earth that you can, particularly for people that are beginning to walk a spiritual path or beginning to develop psychologically. Those people need more care and attention. What happened in Europe and why we were able to move on was two things. One was the kicking and screaming that you just talked about, grassroots. It was people like you that were prepared to put their head above the parapet and say, here is the line in the sand, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We need to be thought of as people, not as little machines that have gone wrong. That was number one. And the second was, we had a lucky break. And that was the help that we got from the royal family in the UK, and also a number of other very eminent people, because there's one important point that we often forget. The people who are very good, whether they are surgeons or scientists or complementary practitioners, they are happy to embrace anything. They'll come and look and see.
Yes.
I've had the privilege in my life of working with 11 Nobel laureates. Every one of them has said, oh, that's interesting, acupuncture, let's have a look. Not one of them has ever said, oh, that's just stupid. It's the people who feel insecure. They're the ones who say, oh, no, that's nonsensical, you can't do that. We are machines, forget it. Having those twin things, the people kicking and screaming, the people actually saying, we will not put up with this anymore, and then having the people at the top providing the evidence and the impetus, that was what made the difference. That is also what will make the difference in the United States.
Well, I just feel so pleased that I'm able to talk with people like yourself and others who are on the cutting edge and who are brave enough to say, it works. Come along. Let me show it to you. It's no big secret. I'm not going to worry about a patent or anything else. Come along. Find out what I know. The truth is, knowledge can only be worth something if it can be utilized.
Exactly.
If it cannot be utilized, who cares if you have 50 gazillion books around? It doesn't do any good. You can still have people living in the days of the caveman attitudes. So, and that's part of what's going on globally today, because we're going through this shift that is taking a lot of what you defined in the beginning as archaic thinking, and they're saying, excuse me, it doesn't hold up to sunlight, folks. It's crumbling into dust. It is non-existent. It isn't even a fractal that's going to fit into any package. Let's move on. Let's take what we can and let's make something workable. And it really, I think, is so important. Now, your book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, covers so many different points. You go into outdated research, the DNA information. You talk about an informational matrix. For those of you living, you've got to get this book, because there's no way we're going to be able to chat about everything in it. You cover perspectives about the changing planet, how we've gone through one of the biggest periods of shift in history, and, you know, in 100 years, the shift has been
right.
Awesome on all levels, not just on a level, but all levels. It's just amazing. And you make a statement in your book that it's now calculated, and I'm quoting exactly from your book, that the sum total of all medical knowledge is doubling every 3.5 years.
That's absolutely right.
And this is incredible when you think about that. How is a poor doctor, even if he or she is really sincerely interested in being the best doctor they can, they're going to have to rely on the patients coming in a little bit, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And, you know, in the area of the brain, it's doubling every 2 years. And I spend a lot of time on planes traveling the world teaching people, showing them what is there. And then I also have realized that the doctors cannot keep up. And that is why I'm doing exactly what we're doing today, talking to people like your good self who are on the same path, who realize that we need to do something here. And I'm saying, okay, I can also give you the bullets. I've got the research to back it up.
And that is marvelous. And I think what's important is not only do you have the research, but just like your first story about the young woman that had the broken back, I think of the people like Christopher Reeves, who battled so hard until his poor heart wore out. There are so many people today. We have veterans of wars. We have women and men and children who are suffering from so many variables. And we need to come out of the dark ages. Someone made a comment to me today in the meeting that the fellow that wrote Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, was very prophetic when they put together the movie and Dr. McCoy goes through supposedly a period in the 20th century and a woman is having a problem with her livers. He said, my God, the 20th century was the dark ages.
Oh, I love that. Yes,
so he said, that's the truth. Whoever put that line in there, they really wrote the truth. And we, it's so incredible. And it's one moment, it's very exciting when we have a chance to speak to people like yourself. On the other side, it can be very frightening and intimidating because people don't know how to ask the right questions or where to go for the resources. And that's another thing that your wonderful book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, gives. You talk about stories and how stories convey information, and I think that's so true.
Oh, yes, it is. We are our stories define us, and it's remarkable how many people have stories that don't serve them anymore, and you can rewrite those stories, and a good therapist will do it, but actually you can also do it on your own, and it can just change your life completely.
How could my listeners, let's stop right there. How could my listeners change their story, especially when it comes to health? How would you recommend they go about doing that?
I'm thrilled that anybody would think we've rigged this, but we didn't, honestly. The best way possible is actually to start looking at your own life, to start doing some very simple journaling. You don't need to do anything over the top about this. To actually start looking at your life and looking, first of all, at painful experiences that have happened to you, then physical ones, any physical or psychological problems that you've had, relationships, not to dwell on them, but to actually take them one at a time and reframe them. It's something that you can do because our memories are not like little video cameras. They're dynamic. They constantly edit. Many of the things that we think we know, we actually made up anyway. I'm not suggesting for one moment that people start telling lies about themselves or anything like that. But what I do suggest, which is very helpful indeed, is to start rewriting some of the events. If, for argument's sake, I could have had a very negative attitude about getting a tumor in my thyroid, but in actual fact, that was a wake-up call from the universe that it was time for me to start teaching the public what I knew, as opposed to just writing clever scientific articles. That's a very simple example, and most of us can think of a ton of those in our lives. And something I could actually do, if it would be at all helpful to your listeners, Donna, I have a very active website, and I could actually put some further suggestions on exactly how to do that.
Let's have your website. Yes, please.
Okay, and I will put that up within 24 hours. And it's very simple. It's my name. It's Richard G. for George Petty MD, richardgpettymd.com. And I will put some information on this. And what I will also do, Donna, if I may, because I've had a look at your website, I will email you a copy of this so that you can also put it on your website if that would be helpful.
Oh, well, that's very gracious of you. You know, Doctor, we're almost out of time. I want to be sure to put out this information about you again. We've been speaking with Dr. Richard G. Petty. This man travels around the world talking with people from all kinds of backgrounds. His purpose in life is to empower people in the medical profession as well as you, the individual. And this is important. His book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, is a must-read. And also go to his website, which is Richard G. like George, Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, M-D.com. Richard G. Petty, M-D.com. You'll find information there. The greatest tool you can ever utilize in your life is the conscious self that you have. And know that you can always expand it. And that's what the show is all about, so that we can bring to you people like Dr. Petty that are happy to assist you, to show you you have options to work with. Dr. Petty, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much indeed, Donna. It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to take a break. We'll come right back. Don't you go anywhere now. More good things to share.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I want to welcome you to call in, if you so desire, to get a free reading on the phone with me. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. If you're a new listener here on the show, know all you will need to do is give me your first name or initial, and then I will be happy to share with you my insights about you as an individual. Remember, I am an information resource. That's what I'm all about. I am delighted to share it with you. Okay, I've got to let you know about some special activities that are coming up. The 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival is coming up February the 8th to 11th at the LAX Hilton, which is at 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. I'm going to be appearing there, and there are so many excellent speakers that are going to be presenting various topics of insight and information. We've got Gay Hendricks, Byron Katie, we've got Dan Millman, Lisa Williams, We've got Richard Hoagland, Danion Brinkley, Vishali, and there's just so many more, including myself. I will be there speaking. They're going to have a spiritual comedy night, conscious business symposium, and yoga classes will be daily. Now, if you want information on this, go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, or you can call 800-367-5777 for more information. Join us. It's going to be a dynamic expo, conference, and festival. Also, I'm going to be appearing in Seattle at the Parakai Psychology Expo that is going to be held in the latter part of February. More information is going to be coming up. So for those of you in Washington, you will have more information that will be coming to you. I'll be going to Alaska early spring, and there's just all kinds of things that are evolving. So you can go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. My newsletter for the beginning of the year is up, and you're more than welcome to go in there and get your free copy. And, you, of course, you can review any archives of the newsletter at your pleasure. But this gives the details of what is on my calendar coming up. So just know that that is something that you can have access to. And also on BBS Radio, just know that you're going to have a listing, too, of the guests that I have coming up. Even though I'm on the road traveling, we still do this show live. Unless I'm up in a plane, you know, 35,000 feet above or whatever it is, just know that's the only time you're not going to be able to hear the Donna Sebo show live. So that is what is coming up. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. I got a little bit of a chuckle from a gentleman by the name of Lon. He is over in Thailand, and so he listens to the show and he shares different things with me by email. And I had the chuckle at this one. He said, only in America can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance. Only in America are there handicapped parking places in front of a skating rink. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way around to the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front. Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke. Only in America do banks leave both doors to the vault open and then chain the pins to the counter. So there's just a little bit of a chuckle from one of our listeners that we have here. Also, I wanted to share with you some, well, it's to me it's significant because we all have different ways of solving problems. Every one of us has challenges. There's not a one. I had the opportunity to see a lady who, my goodness, she must have been carrying an extra 100 pounds on her frame. I haven't seen her for about 4 or 5 months. I go in and I see her, and she's just a shadow of herself. And I go, oh, my goodness, you look absolutely spectacular. Of course, what do you think my question is? What have you been doing? Are you on this program or that program? And she said, no, I just decided I wasn't going to feed my face everything that was in front of me. And she's looking just fabulous. She had a choice that she had to make about wellness, and so she took the initiative upon herself. And this is a person that has done all kinds of food programs in the past, and her weight's gone up and down like a yo-yo. She looked absolutely marvelous. She feels great. Her skin, her eyes, everything was just so bright and cheery about her. She did something that finally worked for herself, that she's comfortable, that she can live with. We all have to take care of our problems in our own way. Sometimes when we try to copy someone else or we try to follow someone else's formula, it doesn't work. That's because we are individuals. We are not clones. We're just not going to be mimicking everybody around us. Well, there was a mother, and she decided, her name is Cherie Fitzgerald. She has a son, Eddie, and she really didn't know what to do to help her son. He was in preschool. He was throwing tantrums. He just couldn't be managed. She tried time out. She tried rewards. And between the outbursts, he was an okay kid. He didn't, you know, he was very pleasant to be around. However, he had this temper. And the kids around him just couldn't stand it after a while. They just, hey, this isn't any fun. So they stayed away from him. And she noticed something about her son. He was unable to concentrate for more than a few minutes. And she wondered, how in the world am I going to be able to help my son? Well, you know, if you have a child that is that way, where the concentration is very poor, they're not going to like school. They're not going to like rules. They're not going to like a lot of things. So she tried positive thinking. Didn't work. Finally, one of the teachers at the school said, your son may have ADHD. Why don't you have him checked? So Cherie did. She had him checked out. But Eddie was too young to take any medications. Thank heavens. So the doctor said, I'm not going to put him on any medicine. I just don't know what to recommend to you. Well, Cherie, here she has this wonderful boy that she loves dearly. This is her son. The doctor can't help him. There isn't a medication. What is she going to do? Well, as it turned out, there was an educational researcher that came to Eddie's preschool one day to just watch the kids. And the teacher called the mother, Cherie, and said, look, he came in, he watched your son, and he thinks he can help you with your son. Are you interested? Well, what do you think she said? Of course. So this is what the researcher suggested. Very simple. He said, let Eddie know 5 minutes before he needs to do something different. And set a kitchen timer. And let him count down those 5 minutes. Well, if you're like most of us, you would have looked at this researcher and would have said, oh, yeah, we're going to use a timer. You've got to be kidding. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. That's too simple. Cherie had the same attitude. But do you know what happened? Eddie responded. She would set the timer, and she'd say, Eddie, you have 5 minutes, then you're going to have to change. You're going to have to do something different. And what occurred was phenomenal. Instead of getting mad when it was time to leave a park, he'd say, okay, but I still have 1 minute left. He'd look at the timer. Advanced warnings using a timer helped him settle down at school, too. He got excited about learning. Eddie is an extremely smart child. And today, he is very well liked. He's in first grade, and he's one of the best students and best listeners in the class. Now, she said this helped her son so much that she only uses it occasionally now. She said, who would have thought a simple kitchen gadget, the timer, would have made such a difference? Now, this is what was recommended by the researcher. If you know of anyone that has an ADHD diagnosed youngster, if you're a teacher, maybe this would help you also, as every child is different. That all kids listen better when they're given ample warning. What they recommend is choosing a large timer with big numbers that are easy to see from a few feet away, so the kids can look up and see what they've got. That causes a focus of concentration. Also, practice so your child learns how the timer works. Then, be sure you always tell your child to set the timer 5 minutes before it's time to change activities and call out 3 and 1 minute warnings. Very, very simple. There are all kinds of solutions to various problems. Problems come in all sizes, shapes, and colors and energy. This is a real simple solution. Have you ever tried to prioritize by using a timer, saying, oh, I'll give myself a half hour to clean up paper in a certain portion of the room? I have, and it works. Why? Because you're blocking everything out. You're focusing on what you're doing at the time. There are researchers that have done this with computers. They have been able to teach children that have had learning disabilities to develop that part of the brain. I know adults that could use a timer. Kids can use it too. And it gives you a sense of control and an awareness. It really is wonderful. Also, one of the reasons it works so well with the kids is that they have a clear picture of what's going to be coming up. They know when that timer comes up, that goes off, it is going to shift them into another space. They've got to do something else. And this works, again, for adults as well. And if you want to clear clutter, set a timer, do it for 15 minutes. It's amazing how it keeps you focused. It really is. Breaking down big projects into smaller tasks. Do that. Set a timer. Give you so much time. And you could even do it with exercise. However you want to do it. And someone also said, set a time factor with a to-do list. If you need to wash the windows, well, you've got 15 minutes to do that. You know, I did that during the holiday season. My time schedule was so booked, and I'd had a to-do list. And I said, how can I do this? So I just said, okay, this is going on, this is going on. I'm going to just go ahead and do these windows that need to be done. This is going on, this is going on. I'll take 5 minutes over here and do this. It is amazing what I got done. Amazing. And I have to consciously stay present with that. I just share that with you. That's an easy thing to do. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment. We're going to be coming back with more good things. Give me a call if you want to chat, 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756. Get that pad of paper ready for what your most successful year. Yes, are you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or a 9? Your numerology forecast will come back and finish up the few that I've got left. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1. If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, did you get your pad? of paper and pen ready. Now, yesterday I was talking about numerology, and I had come across a forecast for 2008 for your year number, okay? And what we mean about this is your personal year number. Now, what you do, you take your birthday, birth month, let's say it's December, and you reduce the day itself as well as 2008. You do reduce them all to single digits. For example, if you were born in December, then that's a 12 that reduces to a 3. Maybe your birthday was the 25th, so you reduce the 25 to 7. Then you have 2008, and that comes out to 1, and then you total up the numbers, and you get your number for, your personal number for the year. Now, yesterday I did 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I wanted to read your diagnosis for the year 2008. Now, if your personal year number comes out to a 6, this is what it tells about you. You're going to be very nurturing. You are so very caring and compassionate. Your family is going to be first and foremost in your life, but the people that come in contact with you are going to be very, very fortunate because you are the person that's going to be there. You're the one that's going to be able to stand up, be that inspirational individual, and know that the more you give, the more you are going to receive. But remember, when you're in that kind of a period in your life, it's too easy to burn yourself out. So you want to be sure to take care of yourself along with being aware of how to take care of other things and other people. So be sure you take time for some fun and relaxation and give yourself that tender, loving nurturing that you deserve. Now, what if your yearly number this year was a 7? Self-improvement is going to be your issue. You want to have time for the self. You want to be focused on improving the self. Personal and spiritual exploration is really important to you. So, give it to yourself. Do it. It is your time. If your year is the number 7, it may totally cause a transformation in your life. And if you want to take a class, take a class. You are going to be able to refine your skills. Invest in yourself. It's a very good thing if your year number is a 7. If you are an 8, you're going to find that people are going to be very receptive to you. They are going to be interested in promoting you. They're going to be interested in working with you. They're going to want to assist you in any way, and money seems to be coming into your environment more readily than ever before. When you do get cash, remember to put something aside. You will, through good investments, have that financial security you desire for life. If your year number is 9, whoa! We will just know you are going to be accomplishing a lot. You are going to find that you're ready to move on to the bigger and better issues in life and experiences, and you're going to make space. You are going to be sure that you clean out all of the clutter in your space. It's going to be a fast-moving path of change, so once you start on that path that you decide you want to give your attention to, so know that once you make that change, there may be a lot of unexpected turns and experiences there. You can always change course. You can always change your mind. So there we go. We've got the last 4 numbers for the personal year number for 2008. And if you're curious, mine was the number 2, Forging Partnerships, which I read yesterday. So, yes, that's the way it goes. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Let me give you the lineup for my guests next week. Ooh, we got a good arrangement. We're going to be starting off on Monday with the Diet Survivor's Handbook. Judith Matz is going to be my guest. Oh, my goodness, this is such a good book. You don't need to worry about not being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish for your own physical well-being, but sometimes we need to have those little items that we can mentally tuck away and be aware of and pull them up whenever we want them. So if weight has been a challenge for you, we're going to give you some good tips. Also on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the Quality Life Plan, 7 Steps to Uncommon Financial Security. Susan Boskey is going to be my guest. Wonderful, wonderful information. It's a great way to start the year with. Hear All Creatures is a book by Karen Anderson, who is an animal communicator. You're going to enjoy Karen. I've had the opportunity to chat with her. Loving animals is the central focus of her life, and her book is delightful. Planning on gaining more education? Do you have a youngster that's going to be going to college? Well, Pam Proctor is going to give you information on the college hook. Yes, a lot of important information that you maybe didn't even know existed. It was an eye-opener for me. And then B.J. Gallagher, a repeat guest of mine, has come out with a new book, Everything I Need to Know, I Learned from Other Women. She's just delightful. We've had wonderful times before, and I'm delighted that she has come out with a new publication. She's always so insightful and has so much information to share. So that's the lineup for next week. Be sure you tell your friends and just know that we are here for you 24 hours a day. The shows are archived. And if you should miss one of the Donna Sebo shows, go to the archive. You do not have to miss any of the wonderful interviews that we have. People like Dr. Petty. We have specialists and experts from all over the world, and they're here sharing their time with you. Time that empowers you as an individual. Quick like a bunny, I know we're almost out of time, but I thought I would share with you a wonderful recipe for a spinach and candied walnut chicken salad. Doesn't that sort of get your little taste buds going after all the heavy stuff that we've had with the holidays past? Well, this is real simple. Now, if you don't like raw spinach, then you can use any kind of salad greens that you desire. Real, real simple. You need 3/4 cups of glazed walnuts, and you can always buy those. 3/4 cups of glazed walnuts. You need 1 cup of dry breadcrumbs, a cup of dry breadcrumbs, 3/4 cup of Italian vinaigrette, 3/4 cup of Italian vinaigrette, 1/3 cup of honey mustard, 1/3 cup of honey mustard, 1.5 pounds of chicken breast tenders, 1.5 pounds chicken breast tenders, 1 package of baby spinach, 1 cup of cherry tomatoes, and you want to cut those in half, 1 cup of cherry tomatoes half, 2 hard-cooked eggs, of course you want to peel them, then cut them into attractive wedges, and then you're going to need 4 slices of cooked bacon crumble. Now, this is how simple this salad is. It makes for a meal, or if you wanted it, it serves about 8 people just for a little side salad. You're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees, take a jelly roll pan with a rack, and you coat it with cooking spray, and you chop 1/2 cups of the candied walnuts. You mix in your breadcrumbs, and in a bowl, you combine the vinaigrette and the mustard. Remove 1/2 of the dressing mixture that you've prepared, and you put it to the side. Now, you add your chicken tenders to the remaining dressing in the bowl. You remove the tenders from the dressing one at a time, letting the excess dressing drip off. Then you coat it with the walnut breadcrumbs. Place on the rack on the pan. You bake, turning it once. It takes about 10 to 12 minutes per side until it is golden in color. Remember your oven, 400 degrees. You cool it slightly, well, maybe about 10 minutes. And then you cut each tender in half. You put your spinach in a large, shallow serving bowl, top with your chicken tenders, your tomatoes, your eggs, your bacon, and remaining walnuts. And then you drizzle it with reserved dressing. Light, scrumptious, a little bit of the tang, a little bit of the sweet. Good stuff. Good way to get back into the habit of eating fresh greens and having good things for your tummy that are also going to be good things for your waistline. This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time just about. It has been such a pleasure being with you today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. One of your primary responsibilities, I believe, in life is being open to learning new things. Nobody ever has all the answers. I'd like to thank you, some of our guests that we have on this show present options to you that maybe you otherwise wouldn't have considered. Don't forget to read. Books are so precious. They're good friends to have. Remember, this is your life. Live it with richness, and always be open to education. Light up the world around you by being aware of who you are. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now. Have a fabulous weekend. Be back with you on Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.